1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
One of our listeners asked if we could help cheer up his friend.
Aw.
Because apparently his car got stolen from right out in front of his place the other day.
Oh, man.
So he's been understandably upset about that. Is it even possible to make someone feel better after something like that happens?
Maybe. I think so.
Maybe if we call him up and ask questions about the vehicle that suggest we might have taken it.
That is not going to make it feel better, Jeff.
Subtly, you'll hear his reaction in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, I saw a post on the app next door about a stolen car. Is this Patrick?
Yes, this is. Yeah, I made that post.
Hey, I am so sorry that happened, man.
yeah, me too. It's been a pretty weird couple of days.
I bet. You know, as neighbors, we all got to pull together.
Yeah.
I live a few blocks down from where you live, so I noticed right away the picture.
That's great, man.
Yeah.
Do you got any information?
Hypothetically, let's say I found it at the end of the cul-de-sac, like a few blocks away from where your house is, and it still had the key in it.
Okay.
I'm wondering, if the check engine light was on and it needed oil, what kind of oil would your car take? Do you remember?
What are you talking about? How does that help you find my car?
Let's just say, hypothetically, right? Because I'm going to keep my eyes out on it for you.
Oh.
All right? We're going to find it together.
I appreciate that.
But do you think it's synthetic oil? Or maybe, you know, semi-synthetic, kind of a conventional situation? I tried to look up the model online, but it was really, really confusing.
I'm having trouble understanding how knowing what kind of oil my car takes is helping you find my car for me.
Yeah, you're right. I could always figure that out on my own if I ever found it, hypothetically.
Is there anything else that you wanted to ask me or maybe tell me?
Yeah, let's say, hypothetically, the person who finds it doesn't really like that green color you have. They want to change it so people won't recognize it. What color would you change it to?
I'm sorry, what?
I mean, maybe something you wouldn't even recognize yourself.
What?
You know.
Where is it that you said you lived again?
Oh, yeah, in your neighborhood. You just go back to the left and then right? We're at the cul-de-sac where the tree... You know where they find a lot of lost cars?
No, I don't think I've ever heard of that area. Otherwise, that might have been the first place that I looked.
Yeah, they find cars all the time in that area that I live in. Definitely.
Really?
Yeah, I totally.
Maybe I'll pay it a visit. Maybe I'll come over.
Oh, no, I don't want to inconvenience you, neighbor. Let me do all the dangerous work. I'll hunt the car down. You just sit tight.
Man, that's really neighborly of you. Yeah,
thank you.
That. But, you know, I insist. Why don't I swing by?
Oh.
That way we'll feel closer. You know, we'll be more connected for finding my car.
Yeah.
That you hypothetically will help me find.
Good idea. If you come over, though, let's meet out more on the street side. I'm not as close to my garage. I got to... big project I'm working on in there, secret. Can't look inside. Not the garage, at least.
Not in the garage.
Or the shed. There's parts in the shed for the project happening in the garage.
Listen, man, you want to just cut the crap and tell me what's really going on?
Oh.
Because I know that you have my car.
Oh. Wow. Oh. Why would you even think that?
I don't know. Hypothetically, I must have two brain cells.
Whoa. Oh, okay. Let's step back hypothetically for a second.
No, let's hypothetically not. Okay. Let's actually.
Well, let's hypothetically say your best friend set you up for this prank phone call and you're on the radio right now.
Listen, Joker, I don't know what the you're going on about. Okay.
No, it's pronounced Jose almost. It's not Joker. It's Jose. I'm on a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Wait.
We're doing a phone tap on you.
Wait, what? What's going on?
I'll say it again. This is actually Jose from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We have nothing to do with your car.
Oh.
Your best friend Kyle set you up.
Oh, my God. Kyle's such an asshole.
Man, yeah, I'm so sorry. Kyle told us it's a really bad situation. He just wanted to, like, make you smile a little bit, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm smiling now, but
good.
He gave me a heart attack first.
Oh, yeah, he wanted us to give you a heart attack, then smile. Ah, I forgot the order. Hypothetically.
I don't even, not even hypothetically. I think I actually want to kick his ass right now.
Oh, I'll help you. I mean, hypothetically. Like, the police ask.
Great.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.